tart cherries are legendary in northwestern Michigan. There are cherry festivals, cherry streets, and even some of the businesses are named in honor of the surrounding cherry orchards. But this year, the tart cherry crop was nearly wiped out. On a recent Sunday morning at Barb's Bakery in Northport, Michigan, the locals and the tourists gather for coffee and pastry. Paul Scott is having a cup of coffee and looking through the newspaper. He's a cherry farmer who lives on the peninsula between Lake Michigan and Grand Traverse Bay. He explains what happened this year to the cherry trees.
In early April, we had 4 or 5 days of exceptionally warm weather. It got up to in the mid-80s, and it pushed the vegetative growth of the trees way past where they should have been for that time of the year. Subsequently, we had 2 devastating freezes, back-to-back, two nights in a row.
Compared to last year's bumper crop, the tart cherry trees will only produce about 3% of the crop. Sweet cherry trees will do a little better, with about 15 to 25% of the crop surviving. Scott says farmers who still have to make their farm payments and survive are looking for other ways to bring in some cash.
And the first thing that in a year like this year people do is go look for an opportunity to sell timber. If they really are jammed and they have to have something, that's what they'll do.
That's exactly what Jim Von Holt thought about doing. Von Holt is a fourth-generation cherry farmer. As we drive on the bumpy dirt road through his orchard, it's hard to find a single cherry on the trees. We're headed to a 20-acre stand of timber, a small hardwood forest, at the back of his property.
Maple's predominant. Ash would be second. There's some cherry, beech, and a little popple in here. The maple is that's what's worth the most.
Von Holt says the trees here are high-quality hardwoods. That could mean some pretty good money.
This year with absolutely, essentially no crop to sell, if you wanted to bring the money in, this is a good year to bring the money in. So it's a money issue. I've always kind of looked at this up here on this particular farm as this is just a little bit of an ace in the hole. If times get tough, get as bad as they are this year, this was something that we could come into and say now is the time to go ahead and do this.
Von Holt hired a forester to help him determine which trees should be cut now and which ones should be left standing to continue growing for a future harvest and future income. The longer they grow, the more valuable the trees can become. Not everyone turns to a forester to help. The cherry farmers sometimes just let the timber buyer decide. Rick Moore is the forester for the Grand Traverse and Leelanau Conservation District. He says he encourages landowners to at least get bids from more than one timber buyer before agreeing to allow logging.
Right now, there are timber buyers who are aware of the plight of the cherry farmer. And there are people up here that are not so reputable that are knocking on doors.
And Moore says some of those loggers will take every tree that can be harvested, especially the good maples, even if those trees should be left standing for future harvests years down the road. On top of that, timber buyers are giving farmers much less for their hardwood timber right now. Some hardwood prices have dropped to nearly half of what they were just a few months ago. Timber buyers who are cutting and buying trees now and then hold them until prices rebound could make a lot of money and leave the farmers with a lot less income. Jim Von Holt says that's why he's not cutting right now. By using a forester to help ensure his timber stand will be around for future selective cuts, he's thinking about long-term income and the health of the forest.
So it has to be handled right, and I've just watched too many people, too many landowners in the area, really take a bath on letting just a logger come in and say, hey, you need to cut this place. All the 18-inch lumber needs to come out of here, and that's wrong. That's just wrong.
But some of his neighbors are more worried about getting some quick cash in a year when the tart cherry crop won't be bringing in any money. Some cherry farmers feel they just don't have a choice. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.